I remember when the contract was signed for the upgrading of the road network on Hughes Bridge and at the Rosses Point Junction in Sligo Town. It was described as an intelligent transportation system. And as you hard-pressed motorists, pedestrians and affected residents will know, the roadworks have now been ongoing for a year and a half, which has involved serious disruption, diversions, detours and such like. This work is officially called the N4-N15 Sligo Urban Improvement Scheme and aims to create a safe and efficient roads network. A total of 13 road junctions along the route have been involved in some sort of work during this project. So lots of you asking us, particularly in recent weeks, just where we're at with this, when the work will be complete, what is happening at present. Well, to give us the update, we're joined by Eimear Concannon, who's Senior Engineer with Sligo County Council's National Roads Project Office. Eimear, good morning and welcome to the programme. So can you give us the latest on these roadworks? And of course, many people will be stuck in that particular part of town today. So what is the latest?
Sure, Niall, and thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Well, Niall, the good news is that the works are progressing very well, and I think the public can see now, it's visible on the ground, the footprint. You know, you can see the footways on the cycleways on both sides, north and south, and also coming in and out of the Rosses Point Road Junction. And I think also the increased length of the turning lanes are visible at all junctions. So it's progressing very well now, and we're very pleased. I guess over the next few weeks, Niall, we'll be doing work at the N4-N16 junction, and that's a particularly busy junction.
Yeah.
We've earthworks and pavement works that need to be carried out over the next few weeks. And I fully appreciate that there has been significant traffic management over the course of the whole works, and that's going to continue periodically over the next few months. And I just note just some traffic management that will be associated with those works at the N16 junction.
Yeah. So we're talking Duck Street, Ash Lane area. Is that right?
That's right. The turn down to the IP, basically. Yes. So basically, starting on Monday, the 17th of May, the traffic travelling northbound won't be able to turn right onto the N16. So just for 4 days, from Monday the 17th until that Thursday. But they will be able to turn right at the Markbridge Road junction. That junction will be opened. So for those 4 days, there won't be a right turn onto the N16 going northbound. And then also that week, for 2 days, on the Wednesday and Thursday, the 19th and 20th of May, there will be a southbound diversion as per previously, where southbound traffic will be diverted via the old Bundoran Road coming into Duck Street, which will also affect the Rosses Point Road traffic going into town. They will be diverted via Elm Gardens. But it is just for 2 days, just the 19th and 20th of May. So we have periodic changes to the traffic management, and all of these changes and all of these diversions are clearly laid out on Sligo County Council's website, and it's also communicated through the social media accounts, Sligo County Council's Twitter and Instagram and Facebook account. So I would urge the public and advise the public, I guess, to keep an eye on the website and the social media platforms. They're updated as there are change in advance of any change, and at least once a week.
Yeah.
So I think that's very important. And I'll also mention now that it is very important, I think, for those that are accessing the vaccination centre in the Knocknarea Arena,
yeah,
that they are mindful of traffic management measures, and they take that into consideration in timing their journey to the Knocknarea Arena. Now, I understand that the HSE don't want people to arrive too early, but people don't want to miss their appointment either. So I would urge people to check the traffic management in advance and take that into consideration in their journey time to the Knocknarea Arena.
Okay, right. The road surfacing aspect then, where are we at in relation to that? Because it has been a long, drawn-out process. So
It has, Niall. So the good news is that the final surfacing is taking place in June. So we're hoping that will commence in mid-June, and it will take approximately 2 weeks. That's the final surfacing and the final lining. So that will really, really be almost at the end. It'll be really, really in good shape at that stage. And the final element before almost final completion is the urban traffic control system.
Yeah. So now what is that, to explain to people? What does that mean exactly?
So basically, that is a new traffic light system, which it's a very modern system, and basically it will enable all the traffic lights on the inner relief road to talk to each other. And also it includes the traffic lights on the roads that are parallel to the inner relief road, to the dual carriageway. So basically it's optimising the flow through the junctions. So therefore the idea is that potentially people may have a green all the way through, or, you know, the lights change in accordance with the queues at each junction. So it really should optimise the flow through the junction. So it really should help with the throughput.
Yeah.
You know, so it should be very positive.
Yeah, yes. And that has been, I have to say, that has been one of the largest number, consisting of the largest number of queries that we're getting, is the traffic light sequencing system. And you know it's temporary. You know, where is that at, and will it improve the situation? So this will ensure that traffic does move smoothly.
Absolutely, and I think the traffic light sequencing now during the roadworks is definitely challenging, because every time there is a new traffic management system or a change in a road blocked or a lane closed, the sequencing is changed and the timing is changed, and that needs to be tweaked to try to, again, optimise it for the short length of time that the traffic management system is in place. So it is challenging and tricky while the roadworks are going on to get those timings right. But I think when all is finished and the new system is in place, the timings of the lights should be very favourable, really, to the users that where there are the longest queues.
Yeah, and it seems that a lot of the roadworks which are going on throughout the town in other areas, they are linked to the installation of this urban traffic management system. Isn't that the case?
That's the case, Niall, absolutely. People may see ducting taking place in, you know, John Street, Wine Street, other locations throughout Sligo. And that is all linked to the installation of ducting and fibre and the fibre communication cable, which is all linked to that new traffic light system. So basically, it's linking all of those traffic lights together. So as I mentioned, they're all talking to each other and they're all physically linked through a fiber optic cable. So, you know, it's very, very good and modern technology, and it's future-proofed technology.
Now, I know it's very hard to put dates on anything, and there's been all sorts of obstacles along the way, not least COVID and the discovery of the culvert and so forth. But at this stage, can you even half accurately predict when the work will be completing?
Yes, I think so, Niall. We're looking at late July, so we're nearly there. The end is in sight. The urban traffic control system is being commissioned in July. So once that is fully commissioned at the end of July, the traffic will be flowing fully. There will be landscaping and small bits of snags to be done after that, but it won't interfere in any way with the traffic. So all diversions will be gone and the traffic should be flowing fully by the end of July. And we're all really looking forward to that and the benefits that it will bring to Sligo.
And you have no doubt, as the engineer involved, that there will be benefits. When it's all finished, do you think motorists and pedestrians and those who drive in that area and use that area and walk in that area and cyclists, will they notice a positive difference, do you think, Eimear?
I think they definitely will, Niall. Each junction, there will be a longer turning lane at all junctions. And with the new traffic control system, traffic will be able to flow through junctions quicker. So definitely the throughput of the dual carriageway will be quicker. And there'll be significant improvements also for pedestrians and cyclists. There's a cycle lane and a footpath on both sides of the road, segregated from the traffic by a verge. So safe cycling all the way through, and separate traffic lights at the crossing points for pedestrians and cyclists. So I think it's very, very friendly for non-motorised vehicles, as well as, you know, a very good design for the cars as well.
Just very finally, I remember the last time you were talking to us, and it was, you made a point which you hadn't actually thought about. You were saying, you know, the safety of everybody involved is paramount here, and it is a very, very challenging project to keep an area safe when the roadworks are so huge and involved and involves so much traffic and movement and so forth. And I'm sure in that respect that the patience and understanding of the public has been important.
Oh, absolutely, Niall. And I mean, Saya County Council and myself would fully acknowledge the disruption and the frustration of motorists, pedestrians, cyclists for the full duration of the works. And, you know, we fully appreciate that. And we really thank the public for their patience. It has been extremely challenging. During non-COVID times, the traffic flowing on that dual carriageway is 25,000 vehicles per day. So it's a huge number of vehicles travelling that route every day. And they had to be facilitated along with pedestrians and cyclists while the works were going on. So I sometimes would compare it to trying to build a new classroom while all the pupils were still in situ, you know, trying to keep everybody that uses the space safe while constructing a new product. It was very challenging, and it continues to be challenging, but absolutely we acknowledge, and we really, really want to thank most sincerely all of the public for their patience and understanding over the full duration of the work.